Welcome to the next installment of The Future of Meetings. In this series, we're talking with leaders of industries adjacent to the meetings industry to see what we can learn from them as we envision the post-pandemic world. Today, we're talking with Russell Granite, CEO of New 42, a nonprofit in New York City whose mission is to make performing arts a vital part of everyone's lives. They've transformed West 42nd Street and have impacted millions. Thank you for having this conversation today, Russell, about the future of meeting.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Terrific. Well, thank you for being here. I wonder if you could describe your background and your role as CEO at New 42.
Sure. So I come to this work as a teacher. So I started my career 35 years ago as a teaching artist in the New York City public schools. And it was clear to me that there were great inequities around what was available to young people in relation to arts and culture. Dance, music, theater, and visual art should not be dictated by a young person's zip code. And that was true in New York, you know. And so I've spent the bulk of my career trying to figure out how to ensure that people, regardless of their socioeconomic background, have access to high quality art. A year ago, July, I started at New 42. And it's an extraordinary institution. It was founded 30 years ago at the time as the largest urban renewal project of its kind. It was the revitalization of Times Square and 42nd Street. And shortly thereafter, they opened the New Victory Theater, which is one of the beautiful historic theaters on 42nd Street, solely dedicated and devoted to young people and families. We have a robust education program that supports the New York City public schools. And then we have the studio building where Broadway shows, touring companies, and nonprofit theaters rehearse.
It sounds like an incredible mission, and what you guys have done on West 42nd Street is remarkable. Obviously, it goes without saying, it's been a tumultuous period for the past several months in New York City. How has your team navigated this shutdown, and kind of what's the status right now of New 42?
So, you know, it's been a whirlwind. You know, we're making decisions every day is a new day, yet it seems a lot like yesterday. You know, so it's a mix of, you know, new things coming your way and Groundhog's Day all in the same, you know, 24-hour period. So we all sort of stayed home and worked out, you know, things around technology and how do you work successfully remotely, with the idea that we probably would close sometime in March. I don't think we thought it was going to be Friday, March 13th. We did an executive, an emergency executive committee meeting of my board, and we decided that it just wasn't safe any longer to be having folks commute in the middle of Times Square, to be in Times Square, to be in our offices. So we shut down on March 13th. And then because of the sort of dry run, we successfully figured out how to work remotely. So I do think that will inform the future as we see it. One of the things that we put into place immediately is we knew that the Department of Ed would be closing on March 16th. So we created a program called Arts Break. And they're thematic. So one week might be focused on percussion, another week might be focused on music, on dance, on theater. And in the first week, we had 25,000 views of this work that we had never created before. And I'm happy to report, you know, it's early July, and we have over 550,000 views of the work. So that's something to learn, you know, as the theaters open, and they will, theater always comes back. If you look at history, you look at Greek and Roman times, theater will always survive. But what are we going to take with us from this experience that will make us smarter, more efficient, and do our work differently? So I think this online piece, which wasn't necessarily something that we focused on previously, will be a part of our rep moving forward.
And what do you have a timeline yet for when in-person experiences will return?
We do. So we're thinking that we will come back to our offices January 1, and that even that is tentative, but we will not come back prior to that. And we're looking at our live season opening July of 21, so a year from now.
Oh, wow.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that Broadway won't open sooner. It is possible we might see shows opening March, April, May, maybe not till the summer.
And so that leaves a long time for you guys to remain engaged with your consumers, your parents, your teachers, and your students. How do you intend to stay engaged for the next, let's call it 12 months? Is it entirely virtual?
It is at this point. We went, you know, our sort of cohort are, you know, we work with artists, we work with young people, and we work with educators. And the artists said, we need employment. The students and young people said they needed professional development. And the educators said they needed content. And I think we can deliver all three of those, you know, very well on this medium. So we are potentially working with other theaters and other theater companies to figure out how do you create work made for this medium, as opposed to going into the archives and showing something we did 10 years ago. We have less interest in that.
I'm curious, this wasn't kind of part of our questions that we sent over earlier, but there's been so much incredibly creative content that's been delivered, whether it's, you know, Saturday Night Live at Home, or there was the recent 30 Rock. It was actually kind of more produced, but it was produced from each of the people's homes. Are you trying to move in that kind of a direction? And do you think that's a sustainable part of what you might do going forward? The creation of content that is always delivered virtually, as a complement to the in-person?
You know, on an average year, we see probably 100 to 150,000 people, you know, that come through our doors. You know, this year with our Arts Break work, you know, we're only 4 months in, we're at 550,000. That's up viewership by 74% to our website. Of the 74%, 86% are new to us. So we now have a way to distribute our brand that we just didn't have before. So, and we were PBS and WNET reached out to us. So they're now broadcasting our Arts Break on the PBS affiliates. So I can go back to my board and back to our funders and say, you know, 6 months later, we're now reaching 1 million people, as opposed to a live season where we reach 100, 150,000. Live theater will come back, and people are going to be anxious to get back experiencing that live event. And that shouldn't go away. But how do we do both, I think, is the question. We are, 100% dedicated to opening our theaters, because that's what we do, and that's what we should be doing. But there is this brand recognition of, you know, hundreds of thousands of families who never knew about us, now we're in their homes. You know, we're dependent, we're 501, you know, we have to fundraise in order to make this work possible. And so our annual gala is a big piece of our budget. And we canceled our gala because no one, it was part of gala season and no one was going to galas. And we went to a virtual gala that has been our most successful gala to date. And so I think some people think arts and entertainment in this medium will never raise money or be interesting. And, you know, we pulled together the Broadway stars that have rehearsed in our building, and we put together a 50-minute, you know, it wasn't a 2-hour event. And I think there were people who were really, quite honestly, happy to not have to get dressed and go somewhere. And they tuned in and watched the gala. We raised, you know, a boatload of money. And that's certainly going to be we will go back to galas, because I think there's something people like that, you know, interaction. But in the interim, I think entertainment in this format is not, if it's done properly, I think can be a great asset to organizations.
That's amazing. What a great silver lining of this yeah. period that we've been living through. And so I guess moving beyond your organization, what's your view of businesses and brands that have transitioned to the new normal? Do you have any that you particularly admire, and are there any defining common characteristics?
I think those that are using this as a learning experience as opposed to a Band-Aid are the ones that I think are doing a better job of it. I think there are those who just are thinking, well, after Labor Day, we're going to open and everything's going to go back to the way it was. And I don't think we're ever going back. And I think those who have been successful have thought that through. And success can be, you know, small advertising agencies to large corporations. I don't think there's not one sector of the business world that's doing it better than others. I think those who are kind of entrepreneurial and see it as an opportunity to grow, I don't think that New 42 will go back to business as usual on a daily basis ever, because I think we're going to learn from this and be better and smarter on our work.
One last question. It really, in light of the pandemic and its impact on travel, you know, how important is out-of-town visitation to New 42 and its future? And I'd appreciate your thoughts on how you think New York is recovering as a tourist destination.
New 42 is not so much dependent upon tourists because we're largely, our base is really local, but the Broadway community is certainly dependent upon tourism. And it will come back. I mean, we need hotels to come back, and we need the shows to come back, and we need restaurants to come back. And I think if we're smart about it and we follow the phases and we're doing things as we're, you know, the right things to do, the safe things to do, a year from now, we're going to be having a very different conversation. Times Square is this amazing, you know, destination for millions of people every year. That will come back. We just have to make sure that people feel safe in doing so.
Absolutely. We're certainly rooting for New York City and for New 42. Russell, thank you for spending some time with me today and going through these questions. Really appreciate your time and certainly applaud the mission that New 42 is succeeding at every day. So thank you.
Great. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate the time.